I just didn't know anything about cooperatives beyond the co-op group. I knew that we had a cooperative pub in our town, and I knew that, and so I'd only ever really seen cooperatives being practiced in the food and grocery sector, or pubs, or that's kind of it really. So I just hadn't clocked that they could be anything, which sounds really stupid. But I just had my different, you know, different glasses on. And then sort of looking into the different cooperative models. So there's the co-op group, which is the consumer co-op, but so kind of doesn't actually represent the way that they manage themselves internally. Is kind of is strongly aligned with kind of traditional business. And that wasn't attractive. And then for worker co-ops, which are definitely aligned with how we kind of want to structure ourselves and so on, from a social care perspective, definitely lacked the that very, very important accountability that you need from people who are getting support. So so the multi-stakeholder model was a really obvious one. I'm trying to think if there are any. There's Cartravi Kimry. I'll put this in the chat because it's that was an inspiring one. So they are actually constituted as a charity, and they're quite large, and they're quite sort of like bound by a lot of local authority contracts and all that kind of thing. But they are. I think I'm right in saying this, the UK's only multi-stakeholder social care cooperative, before we incorporated. And I met Adrian Roper, the CEO of Cartravi, at Co-ops Congress 3 years ago. Had an excellent chat with him. So knew that the cooperative model could be applied quite well to social care. I was looking for a model that focused on relationships, and you can't focus on relationships without focusing on at least two stakeholders, because otherwise you're just operating in this weird single person kind of vacuum, or single stakeholder sort of vacuum, and ignoring everybody else, which just feels wrong.